Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2013, and we have some wonderful discussions and healings from Creation Lightship planned for us for this evening. Everyone can start by bringing the picture of the light being up on their computer. It's on the Creation Lightship page, creationlightship.com, or also on the BBS page down below. And then Ron will come on and say hello and activate that for us with peace energy. Hello, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So here we are again, another program. And today's the, I guess, the first day of summer, I believe, or the longest day. Something like that, whatever would be to you. I mean, it's just another day. The days are days. And so if you have a concern, we can do a clearing for people doing their traditional dark arts, which I may think is light art healing, doing their prayer circles and different things that people do during this time. And so we'll do a clearing for that in case maybe somebody contacted you on an email, wanted you to help them out to do something to, you know, have you join their group so you can get your energy stolen. And we can maybe help you out with that to get you off of that. And also, if you are having a situation, you know, that would be under maybe the media clearing. So you may want to do that. And if the person is really far out there, very powerful, might be maybe time for the alien attack page and or the dark side practitioner page. Remember, the people don't have to know that they're a dark side practitioner. As long as they use mind energy and different things like that, then very possibly that's what they'd be if they want to connect to you to steal your energy. And we don't always know what you don't know, and what you don't know can kill you. So that's why you want to be aware. So let's bring up the light beam, everybody. And here we go. Going to energize that with peace energy. So one, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So, turn it back over to you, Anne. We have an interesting show this evening. And if you want to send anything to CLX Questions at Yahoo about what you have had or come across the pike here, we'll say, about today's date, maybe we can even do some clearing for the planet, stars, and things for people. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you very much, Ron. And I participated in things like that for years myself, so I really appreciate that clearing very much. I'm sure I'm not the only one. And, you know, of course, at the time, you think it's so great. Yes, I have the CLS questions at yahoo.com open, and it is paranormal, sounds like sci-fi night tonight, but we thought if anyone, in addition to any stories about the solstices, if you have seen any interesting clouds lately, we would love to take calls tonight about cloud formations in the sky. I know Ron has some interesting ones up where he lives sometimes, and it's kind of a fun thing to share with people. So we'd love to hear from you about that. And I do think it would be very nice, Ron, to maybe people could put in the fast chat if there's certain planets they're feeling bothering them a lot, or being attacking them. So I think that would be terrific, Ron, based on the fact that it's the summer solstice, to do some planet timeline crashing. Should we timeline crash connections to the sun?
Yeah, we could do a sun timeline crash here. So here we go, everybody, to see how this is feeling for you. And, you know, it's hard to say how and why this energy is affecting you, although basically it's an energetic cording. And we all know that energetic cordings will take away your life force energy. And also, in exchange, as it takes it away, it may give you something else. So, here we go. Do a timeline crash for the sun right now. So, one, two, three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, if the sun is real, and you can, we'll just assume that right now that it would be real, then aliens can still use something real to send energy to you. They just piggyback it onto its frequency that it's being used, and all of a sudden, that's what you have. That's what you have with AM, amplitude modulation. They have a carrier wave. The sun would have the light coming out of it, which you're seeing, and they can attach to that information that you know nothing about, because you don't have a receiver to tune into it. But you're tuned into the sun. The sun can give you a sunburn. It can warm you up and bring daylight. So, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I would love to keep going on this subject, because we're getting some feedback about it on the chat. But also, someone was thanking you for the entity call that was earlier, and he says so many entities are gone, and he feels really great. So I just want to take this opportunity to remind everyone that Tuesday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, Ron has healing calls, and they are wonderful. Wednesday, you can charge 7 bottles of water. Today was the entity call, and so people are appreciating that. Ron, thank you so much, and you're so generous with your time and all those healings that you do. Okay. Before we get back to the planets, someone is mentioning a labyrinth walk. Could you do a clearing for those of us who've done those labyrinth walks?
Sure. So here we go. And to my understanding, there's a lot of, like, right-angle turns and U-turns on it. So maybe walking straight might be okay, but maybe they get you on a turn, on an intersection. So let's try just the turn. So what we'll do is a right angle turn that goes to, you know, the right naturally. So here we go. Just see how your body is responding as we release this. So you want to think of when you did your last walk. and whenever you turn right, we're going to release the energy of you turning right. And that will be left to be the actual straight energies, which may not affect you at all unless it's going in a certain direction. So a 1, 2, 3, this is turning right, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do it when you turn to left, right angle turn to the left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, this feels very thick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now if you happen to have a U-turn in it, we'll do that here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and what we could do too is maybe you could take the spelling, and I think we got a beep there.
Yes.
Okay.
What was that last thing you said, Ron? We could.
Yeah. Let's do the vowels. So let's give me the first vowel to do. And
A.
Clearing the A. This is going to neutralize the word. So and the energy with it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Next.
Now, are you talking about the word labyrinth?
Yeah.
Okay. I.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Why?
1, 2, 3, What letters are left?
I think there might. I'm not sure if there's an E on the end, but it wouldn't hurt to clear the letter E.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we have the M, right?
Right, but I'm sorry. I thought you just wanted to do the vowels. But yeah, we have an L, a B.
Yeah, I'm looking at the M because maybe they're using an M and a W together.
Okay.
Over energy on a different timeline, upside down timeline.
Okay.
Oh, here we go, everybody. And they may be doing that also. So here we go. So if you do any timeline crashes, you might just try doing the upside down version, just, you know, the flip side, just for the heck of it, see if it has any more relief. So we'll first do the M. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll do the W. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if you feel any energy there. And that's good, I guess. Okay, back to you, Ed.
Okay, do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you for, sorry to keep you waiting there. Yes, go ahead, we can hear you.
For Ron, I had a question. I've been dealing with a problem mainly about, like, this anxiety about, like, going outside, different things of that nature. Like, when I get home, I'm kind of, like, stuck on this pattern where I can't go out and kind of relax or rest or do things that I want to do, like live a life. But when I try to do that, when I think about it, I feel very restricted, and I mainly feel it at the bottom of my legs, like a kind of pulling feeling. And I was thinking about asking you this for a while. I just could never get the chance to get in contact with you, and I just wanted to know, do you possibly see anything, and do you have any recommendations on what to do about it?
Okay, what I believe you were saying, or what I was hearing anyway, you may not have heard everything, but what I think it was is, as you go out, it sounds like you're probably stuck on, you know, maybe a given grid line or ley line or something, and that's bringing in problems. And then when you go home, you may want to, maybe you feel more relaxed, but you can't get away from the day that you've experienced. Does that sound kind of correct?
It sounds a little similar. What I was actually trying to say was, like, it's like a resistance for going outside. And it's like,
okay, okay. So that would be the distance from going outside. That would be your, probably the location where you are. So that would be the, let's see, that'd probably be the earth grid line clearing that's keeping you connected to your house. That makes sense to you, Anne?
Yes. Yeah, it does, and it's interesting because we had another email tonight, Ron, to requesting for you to talk a little bit more about ley lines and grid lines.
So what I'll do right now is do a sample clearing, and but some people can't. Maybe they have a favorite location in their house. Maybe they have a room that they can never go into. They're afraid to go into maybe a certain closet or maybe go under their floor, basement or something, or attic. And these are all different locations that could be attached to different grid lines, grid lines, and you're unable to move. I talk about that a lot on some of the shows here. So let's do a clearing for you. So what we're going to do is release you from the grid line that's keeping you held captive in your house. So that's what I think we need to do here. So here we go. And this will probably work for a couple of days, so just see if you have any relief on it. And then if you do, you may want to get that clearing. And this will also work for everybody listening, too. So think of a location, a spot that you don't want to go to, everybody. In this case, it would be a house where you're living. So one, releasing this energy. Two, maybe you're energetically ported to this negativity underneath the earth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 9, and 10. I just go just a little further. You probably have all sensed, you know, you go on somebody's property line, that your property going over the property line, maybe your property line or maybe just somebody else's, and you walk to or through this area that belongs to somebody else, and you feel this really strange energy there, like, I don't want to be here. And you look like the person put some, you know, energy juju on the energy land or something so that it'll scare people when they enter that location. This is kind of similar. So they're taking control of that location, much like the aliens are doing to the ley lines and grid lines. So that's kind of what I would suggest doing as far as a clearing. You want to do the one that, let me think here, that would be the... which one do you think it is? And I'm a little confused here, if it's the ley line or the grid line.
Well, you know, it's interesting because that was the question that somebody wrote in tonight. What is the difference between a grid line and a ley line? And I'm trying to recall what you said. You have explained that in the past, but
I'm trying to recall it here.
Yeah, I'm trying. Me too. I'm sorry. I was wondering myself.
A grid line is how they put grids on the earth to, you know, like each town could be on a grid location, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think a ley line is what would be underneath your house. So you want to do a ley line. A ley line is personal to you, and that's where you can't, you know, maybe even relocate because that grid line won't allow you to go from one city to the next or maybe go a certain area. So you're always brought back to the same location. You can't move.
One thing that I would like.
What's that?
I would like to add. I've been in this area for about 8 months. This is West United States, but I had the same problem when I lived in North Carolina. So it kind of follows me wherever it goes. That's why I really didn't feel like it was more of a location. It was. I kind of felt like it was, I don't know. Literally my legs were energetically, like, chained in another dimension or something, and, like, there was this fear. Like, it basically felt like I was a slave, and I had, like, some kind of handler, but I couldn't see it kind of thing going on. And
yeah,
it was like
I think
about,
I would try the barcode. I think I'd try that, the barcode clearing of the, problematic, systematic. I forgot what that's called.
Yes, recurring issues.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. So that would be what you may have a barcode on you to attach you to wherever you go to. So
could
I think
it be?
I,
could he have an entity attached to him, Ron?
The entity probably. I don't think the entity would do that.
Okay.
You know.
While we're on entities, I don't know if we have enough time, but I had another question, and this
sure,
is lately. I'm sorry.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about the connection. Yeah. My back has been feeling like this hot heat, and I've actually been doing a lot of your clearings lately. And I've, like, been – it's weird because I've had to do the self-empowerment back and forth because every time I do, like, say, a major one, like the spirit barcode clearing, and then I did the seven-generation clearing, in between those, I would be, like, severely attacked in my head, and I would have to do the some of the clearings to clear that up. I forgot the name of it, but it would work. But then – right back, I would still feel this feeling in my back. It's just like, it's kind of like I felt like I opened Pandora's box a little bit when I did these clearings because it's just like all hell broke loose. And it feels like they're kind of like trying to reclaim territory. But mainly I've noticed like lately it's been like this hot kind of thing going on in my back and stuff going on. So I was just wondering like, that was the last question I had.
Yeah, very possibly they don't want you to get released. You're probably doing the alien attack phase, so I would just keep with that one and keep that light being up. And more than likely it'll probably start to diminish.
I thought of something, Ron. Does this gentleman's spirit go all the way down to the tips of his toes? Because you've done that before. We've taken our spirits out and put them back in through our feet. And I'm wondering if, for some reason, his spirit has stopped going down all the way
through his legs. Above your navel. So let's do that for everybody. So we're gonna bring your spirit into your feet. And so I'm going to take it out of you and kind of into the bottom and place it to the top. So all spirits come in through your heart or to the top of your head, and they come down. And then when they start to see your legs, they go, uh-oh, I don't want to be here. So let's do that here and just see if anybody has any tingles in their legs. Your legs should actually feel heavy and dense if you were not in there. So here we go. Coming out, coming in through your feet now, and out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. And how are you feeling now?
Pretty much the same. Nothing different to report.
Well, that's good. If you're not feeling any changes, then that means that you're probably more in your body. So.
Okay.
That's good. I would just keep that alien attack phase going and just see what happens there.
Yeah. Okay.
I have long history. History of alien stuff. Since we're talking about that, a lot of people who come to me after I start doing work with them, they finally start disclosing that the parents were in the military or on bases. Maybe some people were born on military bases or they were in the service and had a bunch of stuff done to them, which you know nothing about, and now they're getting a recall on it. Were you in any of those situations?
I would say that none of my parents were, but I'm 25 now, and I've been researching this stuff for 8 years, and I've got a lot of dreams and stuff that actually validated everything from, like, aliens to a lot more government kind of mind control stuff, and
you may want to do the media clearing then. Because the media clearing gets rid of some of that stuff. Very possibly, through your weak research, you may have got hooked up, by other things and stuff. So that could be maybe what's happening. Maybe they like you enough, you know, as they saw you as a specimen here. And, as you got more information, then you may have got put down the rat hole a little bit further. I think you'll start coming out of it, but I would definitely, keep that alien attack page up. You know, definitely do that one every night and see how you're doing. So,
okay.
Thank you for calling, and I hope I helped you.
Yes, thanks.
Yes, thanks for calling. Get back to us, on another show, in a few weeks, and let us know how you're feeling.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey.
Now, I thought I heard another beep. Is someone else holding on the phone? Okay, I'm sorry. It's someone. That was rather a long call, but very interesting. Thank you so much for calling. That was a good one.
How about some planet clearings? Anybody bring any planets up they want to have cleared?
Yes. First of all, people are feeling really good from the labyrinth clearing, Ron, and thanking us for that and the solstice ones. And, yes, we had a request for Saturn.
Saturn. Okay, here we go. So, one, I'm going to clear this energy of Saturn. And it's probably, like we say, time-date related. So it would be, the energy for today. One, two, three, four, five, releasing the energy from you. Six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. Thank you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Now, that sounded like a beep. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had a concern that maybe our clones that are being made up of us, parallel planets, maybe they're courting our relatives or people that we know, and maybe that's why they're getting upset with us. And they're saying, well, we're doing something. They don't know what it is, but they're mad at us. They have an indication, but they can't explain it, but they're being courted by our replicas and being drained and blaming us for it, and they may have a point there. They may be right in a sense, but we just haven't been understanding it.
Well, I think they do manipulate us, right, Ron? So I'm sure you're correct there, Larry.
Yeah, and it could be,
okay.
Looking at that, if you, see how the deja vu works, very possibly, that would be the same thing, that they could be doing things on other timelines, and you have a bleed through here, or maybe you don't have the bleed through, but your relatives or friends or whoever it is that you're connecting with have a dislike for you or a confrontation during the day. Maybe they're edgy on edge, they just need one little, spark to ignite the fuse there and explode. And that could be from the other timelines because the aliens know that they can get mileage out of you. So, yeah, it could be happening in the Beyond O2, and I'm sure that it is. So, I don't know how we can do something with that on today's program with the 21st of this, of June. I don't know what to, how to integrate that into our program. Do you have any ideas, Ann?
No. No, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I can't see how that would work with the clouds in the skies either. So I guess that's about all that I can say for it. So, yeah, I'd say that's, everything happens. It doesn't, you can say everything happens for a reason. Well, yeah, the reason is the aliens are doing something, so that's the reason.
Right.
Well, the timelines come from the planets, and cords come from the replicas sometime or from one another, I understand.
Right.
Okay.
What I was kind of hearing, Larry, when you first were describing, what's bothering you is, try not to let yourself get out of neutrality. Like, it seems like they're getting you upset a little bit and bringing you into your mind energy. So go back into your heart center and stay neutral. Like, that word always helps me to remember it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if these were timelines or accordings, we would just release them. And that would be the end of it.
Right.
That is sort of correct. Yeah, as long as they're not recreated by them, we'd be great. So remember, they find your weakness, and that's how they get you. And that's why, I always mention, not to think. It's hard not to think here, naturally. But, the more you do the mind to heart drop, and you get away from a situation, remember, because one of your, not your, but the people's negative thoughts are going to stir another that negative thought, and you're going to be getting more and more of them from similar situations. And all of a sudden, you have an egg basket full of these negative thoughts, and then turns into a backpack, and now you're dragging along this ball and chain behind you because you had one thought. And that one thought matured and manifested into hundreds of them. And the aliens are right there with their plate and, knife and fork ready to get your energy, and maybe you too. So that's the whole thing is just realize, the song, in a sense, Walk Away Renee. Just know that stuff happens here, and, hopefully, we can stay more peaceful with ourselves. Because what other people are thinking about you or about anything else really is no real concern of you because it's all inside of their head. They did the mind to heart drop, and that might vanish. So the thoughts that people have and the way they have their belief systems is controlling their life, because that's what's controlling them, is their belief system. So the whole thing is to not allow their belief system to connect to yours, and to have their belief system run you. And that's the whole thing. And when it does, if their belief system is controlling you, then that's energetic cords. So that is correct. And that can give you entities, and everything else can come flying in just from having other people's thoughts as their belief system controlling you. So that's kind of how I would answer that. And everything out there that you don't know about and that you do know is going to cord you, like the planets and stuff, because you're giving them permission by allowing them through your thoughts to do so. Remember, if you don't think and you're in the mind to heart drop and you're neutral, then you really can't be quartered, because you're not transmitting anything. You're not waving the flag out there to bring in energy to validate your situation, your hardship, your anger, your whatever it is. So you want to stay in peace. So thank you for following, Larry.
Yes, thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Ron, I was wondering, we have actually requests for a couple more planets, but based upon what we were discussing with Larry, could you do a sample of the mental body clearing for us?
Yeah, okay. The mental body is kind of like, but not really, but we'll just say it's similar to the mind to heart drop. So it puts kind of the mind at peace. So here we go. And you can think of a situation that's bugging you, or just think of nothing, and you're going to feel more peaceful. So in a sense, it kind of like recalibrates your mind, puts it into neutral, in a sense, balance. We call it, it balances your mind. So it's kind of hard to talk about it because you have to use words, but you're going to feel the changes. So here we go. Do a mind energy clearing, and we have this online, a whole lifetime clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you haven't did the mental clearing, I always talk about the emotional ones, and most people are emotional. And so if you're not emotional, then the mental one, they're both equally as important. But I don't normally stress or mention the mental one that much, but that would be typically your second clearing that you would have, is the mental one. And that can also cause you problems. I heard a beep there. We'll get that in a minute here. When I first did the mental clearing on a few people, what would happen, initially I did emotional clearings. And then one person said, I didn't feel anything. And I looked at him and so did everybody else, like, what? They go, I didn't feel anything. I feel the same, you know? And they didn't think they got anything out of the emotional clearing. I said, well, you think a lot. And, oh, yeah, I'm always analyzing, thinking. I said, oh, okay, of course. You don't live in your emotional body. You live in your mental body. And they go, yeah, I am a mental person. That's all that I do. So be kind of like a mathematician in a sense. We're always thinking, you know, and trying to figure something out. So so I did the mental clearing, and I go, oh, man, I got rid of all that worry and stuff and everything else. And so it worked with their mental the same way as that most people, you know, felt with the emotional clearing, having all this relief of stuff. So that's why you want to do the mental one also, even though you may not think you need it. But I recommend that after the emotional one. In fact, that's the second clearing that I would do initially a long, long time ago, would be at first do the emotion, then I'd do the mental. So I think we got a beep there. So is there a caller online?
Hello.
Hello, Ron. Go ahead.
Hi, Ann. Hi, Ron. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
Being that it's paranormal, Hey, Ron. It's paranormal night, so I have a story to share.
Okay.
And then I had an insight about entities, but I'll share the paranormal thing first. Last Sunday, I went to visit my dad, and then on my way there, I had to go up this escalator, one of those big escalators, to go to the outside. And as I'm halfway up the escalator, something tells me how much I like the color orange, which I do like the color orange. But that day I just happened to really, you know, say that. I said, I really like the color orange. Didn't think anything of it. So then when I got out of the escalator, I go to the bus stop. I'm waiting at the bus stop. A woman comes to the bus stop. I look down, and she's wearing orange shoes. I said, wow, this hardly ever happens. 5 minutes later, a car comes down the road, passes me while I'm waiting at the bus stop, and it's a sports car, and the sports car is orange with a black stripe. Now I'm thinking to myself, that's two for two, the orange shoes, an orange car. I don't see orange cars hardly ever. Then I get on the bus. A man comes on the bus after me. I sit down. He comes in. He sits down in front of me. And what is he carrying on the bus? An orange duffel bag. And I'm like, okay, that's three for three. Now, I had a question. It looks like that I manifested this into my reality, where I put myself on some timeline where I'm seeing orange items. Do you have any idea how I did that? Or what is it?
Well, I think you're right. You went into the orange timeline. I was going to say, when you were saying the third one, I thought you were going to say that a person had an orange and they're eating it, and you thought, uh-oh, they're not going to get me next, you know? But no.
Uh-huh.
So, that's probably what happened is that you gave a keyword, okay? Remember, colors, we talked about colors before we changed some colors, I guess a couple of weeks ago, on some of the BBS shows, I think, where we changed and diluted colors. I forgot what show it was, but we did that. And people felt different, you know. And so what probably happened was you may have thought about orange, got stuck on an orange timeline for validation that this energy can be attached or attracted to you, either way. That color, since somebody brought up the word handler, the color could be like a handler color. And so very possibly, if you were to wear orange during the situation that same day, you may have felt a whole different energy go through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I think happened is that you got the aliens giving you the orange color, the orange people around you to validate that they are able to control realities on timelines, bringing people in. Now, remember, the people that you saw maybe were only dressed up that way on the timeline that you're living on, and maybe somewhere else you're wearing a different color, a pair of shoes or a duffel bag or whatever, or shirts or whatever. You know, it may have been completely different. But in your reality, they may have copied and pasted some people with the orange color to show you how powerful they are.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would kind of look at that is how much control the aliens have over us. And by bringing us either people into our timeline, copying and pasting, or bringing us into theirs. So.
Okay.
Very good. Very good observation. Now, why don't you.
Okay.
Maybe you could. to do one for money or something, you know, you want to you want to have people drop coins on the ground, you know, and just see if you can have the alien.
I don't know.
You know?
Well, would that be a self-fulfilling prophecy? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I should be coming from my heart center. You know, maybe I was in my mind that day when I said that,
yeah.
You know?
Very possibly, yeah, because they got you under that timeline, you know? You got onto a timeline of orange, and that would be your self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Was the orange, and it was validated because the mind was bringing forth the people in mind energy on timelines to validate that you were thinking about orange.
Okay, and now I want to share something else real quick, if that's okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Recently, a very well-known television actor died of a heart attack. He was very well-known for playing the lead role for an HBO show based on an organized crime family, okay?
Okay.
When I heard about that, I immediately thought of how this role that he played on television that got him these several Emmy Awards, I think he was attracting probably hundreds of entities were in his body. And I think these entities that were in his body were entities that all lived a criminal lifestyle while they were alive. And so these entities were attracted to the role he was playing on TV. And I think they caused his demise.
I would say you're probably, almost dead on with that, yes. I would say that would be correct.
So it concerns me because sometimes I like to do acting, okay? But then I'm saying to myself, you know, I think I think acting could be an alien setup because acting makes you emit emotions, and that's what the aliens feed on. So I think you have to be really careful if you're going to be a professional actor.
Yeah, that'd be correct. Plus, you're in a sense, playing it, maybe a different person. You know, there's other words for it. Role playing, in a sense, you know, so you're changing to be a different personality, maybe not always, but I guess typically, you know, because if you're called to do something and you have the right appearance, looks, and height, and everything else, and they want you to act really smart in this one role or dumb in another one or something, you have to take on that persona, and that persona can bring you into those timelines. So, yes, that could happen. I remember something similar to what you're talking about, but I can't put my finger on it. But that did happen to somebody where they were involved with a lot of different types of shows like that, and they actually attracted all these entities to them, and they couldn't get rid of them because of what they were doing, in real life. So they were haunted, in a sense, by these energies. Because they were, doing that. So yeah, I would say that you're correct there too. Remember, so as you're asking to be an actor or asking to do something that's changing energies, and you're changing energies, and you're going on to all different other timelines that you may not even have thought of being on. So that could be, very dangerous, you know.
Well,
yeah,
if this caller plays a role one day, or whatever days he does it, and he comes home and says in his entity clearing, clear all entities attracted to XYZ character, and also does some timeline crashing, would that keep him in balance
a
role?
Oh yeah, definitely that would help. Yeah, you want to crash the emotional energies that you're doing as far as the role that you're playing.
Well, I'm telling as many people as I know that I meet throughout, the course of my day about you, Ron. I'm like I'm trying to spread. This is like the new gospel, with the light ship. This is like the real gospel.
Are the people doing people accepting what you're talking about what we're talking about, or is it still over their heads?
Well, not everybody is taking me seriously when I discuss about, you know, trying to get them on board with the light ship.
Yeah, yeah. What I think is happening now, just going slightly sideways, but really not, I'm finding now that the new clones that are here after 6 months are becoming a little more vocal. So they're starting to talk more. Before, they didn't have much of vocabulary a couple months ago. Now they're kind of coming out and bringing forth the old patterns, the old emotional patterns, what used to be here with people. And so the docile clones now are having a little more spunk. So you may watch out for that, too, and see what you're finding. So I guess
Okay. Thank
you for calling.
Well, thank you for the feedback. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you back in New York in October.
Yes, I'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Okay,
Ron. Wow, that was very interesting. Okay, we have a request for two more planets. Someone wrote in and said Uranus and Pluto. Astrologers say these planets are squaring each other, which creates tension, apparently. Well, you know, whatever. And I just want to add that, you know, we have a media clearing that is so helpful. I really recommend it highly to people. And earlier, a caller mentioned researching, you know, government conspiracies and that kind of thing. And then this caller is referring to astrology. And we're really better off if you could just talk about that, Ron, not researching those things, right?
Yeah. Most people, somehow they need to get their feet wet, but, you know, so they do that. And then it just gets a little harder to actually get your body cleared because you become more contaminated than what you were initially. And then sometimes people need to go down that rat hole further to try to find us, and then they find us, and then from there, you know, we can help them out where they may not have even thought about it before. So it gets to be like a double-edged sword, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to. Most people, I think, are researching stuff, you know, because they don't want to sound ignorant, and they finally find us, and that's searching. So it's really hard to say not to, but as you go deeper into it, then, you know, things can happen. So here we go. Let's clear out the Uranus. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that will do with Pluto, right? Clearing
yes.
That. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, is there another planet we can do? We can do the moon again.
We just got a request for the moon, Ron.
Here goes.
I was just about to read that.
Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the Earth here, since the Earth is now heavily quartered energetically by these planets. Remember, they're coming in to the Earth here and attaching to people, and they could be attaching to you, you know, through your feet from the planet on the grid lines and ley lines, okay? So here we go. Let's clear out the energy on the planet here, if we can, that's attaching to you. So this is just people listening. So we can't do everything here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy, our show is getting close to the end here.
And I think I heard a beep again. Do we have another caller?
Yes, you do.
Hello.
Hi. Ron, I wanted to tell you about an alien, I believe it was, that came to the house here.
Okay.
They were out on the landing on the front porch here. I was out in the yard. And I looked up and I saw this person. They had on black patent leather shoes, black shiny black pants like they were a shiny cotton, and a dress white shirt. They were spiffy dressed, very nice, and they looked like they were pure light in their hands and their head, and I could see where their hair like curled up in the air. But I didn't really have time to tell if they had a lot of negativity or not. I didn't really perceive it at the time, but I was wondering what that was or who that was or why they were here or if you can.
Did they just vanish after they gave the appearance?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you.
Did they vanish after they did their appearance to you?
No, they approached me.
Hmm. And then what happened?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Boy, patent leather shoes.
Yeah, they were dressed real nice.
Yeah. What happens is sometimes they don't know what to wear. And so you may find some aliens, I'm going slightly sideways here, but you might find aliens coming maybe dressed up like in 50 clothing, you know? And you look at them, do a double take on it, or they have something that's completely different than what you even used to seeing because it's not here yet. And they're just reading a future timeline, and they're dropped in. And, you know, maybe they just feel that maybe a 100-year difference in time is nothing. Because they're dealing with thousands of years, and they feel that maybe, you know, wearing, the 70s clothes is appropriate and looks the same as stuff in the 2000, you know.
Well, this looked like
I'm trying to see if they put an implant. I'll take the implant out here. So here we go.
Okay.
I'm seeing one maybe in the back of the neck or something. So
yeah.
We'll work that with you here. So one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's out. How does that feel?
I did feel it come out.
Did you feel a little dizzy or anything?
Just a little bit tightness in between my shoulder blades and my lower foot down that way.
Yeah, so that's gone.
I've
so you
had a
just
lot
feel...
of problems with my neck, and I have felt a lot of. I had a lot of loss of motivation after I saw that. Also,
well,
too,
let me know how you feel in a week.
Oh, I think
I'll feel
a lot better.
Yeah, why don't you call in a week? Let me know how you're feeling on the next Friday show.
Okay, I'll do that. And if we have a minute, I'd like to ask another question.
I think we're probably out of time.
Okay.
Can you hold it for?
If you can ask it real quick, because we need 55 after, but we can probably run a minute over. Go ahead.
It was about clones. I've noticed some strange happenings with the clones. Can they be used as a vortex for the aliens to enter through their bodies into our timeline?
Yeah, they can, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, I've noticed it.
Yep. So, So, you know, the clones now are going to be having a lot more of a personality. And hopefully, you know, like you may have been saying, hopefully you're not sitting next to one and they look at you and all of a sudden you see 100 teeth in their mouth, you know, that's pointed looking at you or something. That could be a possibility. So,
No, I'm feeling alien energy coming off of them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yep, so that's probably why the clones are here, too. So remember that they'd be an easier vessel to get into than us. Because there's no spirit,
okay.
So... Yep, it'll be quite interesting. So thank you for calling, and call in next week. Maybe, the first part of the show or something, if you can. And we'll see how you're doing.
I'll try to do that. I tried to get on tonight, but I had trouble with the phone lines.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for removing that, because I was having a lot of trouble with my neck.
Okay.
Okay.
So maybe your neck fixed. Yep. Okay, great.
Okay, it's pretty much time to say goodnight. I just want to say that we have so many questions and comments, Ron, from tonight. So I am also co-hosting tomorrow night when we're going to have Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and I will try to get to as many of them as I can. So thank you all so much for your participation, and I'm sorry for any we didn't get to. But we'll try to do a little more tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll just carry the show over tomorrow then from what's on now.
Right.
So stay tuned, and we'll have an interesting show tomorrow night. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, and we got our 8-hour call coming up on Sunday.
Right.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye, everybody.